Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now. We are your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. I am so pleased. I always tell my friends that the 3 hours I spend with you every day are the best 3 hours of my day, and I mean it, and it's every day. I just love it. The president in our nation's capital, getting ready for the Senate to vote on disapproval of the national state of emergency along our southern border. It's kind of a moot point because he'll win the veto fight. But how important is this vote this morning? Let's check in with Blair Ellis, our friend and national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, who joins us. Blair, first of all, thanks for joining us. Good to have you on.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Always great to be with you.
Senate's going to vote on President Trump's national emergency declaration. It looks like he's going to lose it. I think Mitt Romney's going to vote against the president. 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 or 8 will vote against the president. But does it really matter?
So I think you hit the nail on the head. The president's going to veto this one way or the other. He's going to build this wall one way or the other. He's well within his right to declare this national emergency. And, you know, I think ultimately it's a shame that we've got, you know, people that aren't willing to recognize the crisis, the humanitarian crisis that exists at our border. We've heard from dozens of experts at this point. Even Obama's former border chief has called this a crisis. So I think President Trump has taken his cues from the experts, from the people who work the front lines. I think it's important that our members of Congress do the same. At the end of the day, they have to be able to vote their conscience, but they also have to go home and face the American people, the people who put them in office. So we'll see how the vote shakes out this afternoon, but one way or the other, we're getting this wall built.
Okay. Can you give me some timeline? When can money start flowing to hiring contractors, to actually building the wall? Is there a timeline involved in this thing?
So parts of the wall are already under construction. has been. But I think first and foremost, we have to let the legal process here shake out. We have to let Congress make this vote, take this vote today. And the president has a certain amount of time to be able to veto and move from there. And then, you know, once that legislative process can unfold, I'm sure we'll start seeing the money shift around. We'll see the national emergency actually go into effect. But the first hurdle is, of course, today the Senate having to vote, and then, of course, the veto. And then from there, we can move forward in terms of really getting additional contractors down there and making sure that we're doing everything we can to secure the border.
Again, Blair Ellis joining us from the Republican National Committee. And I got to ask you, one might term this vote a one-off. That, well, it's just one vote, and people like Mitt Romney, they'll come back and they'll stand behind the president on other issues. Do you worry that maybe folks are going off the reservation, so to speak?
No, not at all. I think at the end of the day, the Republican Party knows, we know who put us in office, and we know what the American people's priorities are. I think that this is, we've always been a party with a big tent. There's a lot of opinions and a lot of different kind of ways of thinking and approaching the votes that these members take. But at the end of the day, the American people put us in office because they want to see some changes made. They want to see our border security strengthened. And there's also, you know, they want to see people put back to work. They want to see jobs created, and they want to see unemployment brought down. And those are the policies across the board that the Republican Party is delivering on. We see it in the state of the economy. We see how good things are doing and how good people are feeling about things. So, no, I think this is a vote where it's a little bit of the exception to the norm, but I think it's business as usual after today, and you're going to see the Republican Party continue to put forward the priorities of the people.
Hey, Blair, I know you're much closer to it than I am, and I'm just curious. Every week we see people saying, well, this could be the week that Robert Mueller drops the bombshell investigative report and hand it over to the Attorney General. I am curious, from your perspective, do you see this thing coming down anytime soon, or is this something that's, you know, 3, 4, 6 months away?
It's hard to put a time stamp on it. I think there's a lot of speculation up here that, you know, people are anticipating it coming soon, but I think that's more people wanting it to come soon. Specifically, you know, Nancy Pelosi or whomever, but there's been no real indication on our end about, you know, when to expect it. But I think that Nancy Pelosi just this past week started, actually for the first time ever, said on the record that she does not want to move forward with the impeachment process. I think just goes to show that there's nothing there. Democrats, you know, have spent the last couple years really spinning up this Russian collusion narrative and really spinning up all these other, you know, baseless investigations in search of a crime, and they're coming up empty-handed. And I think now that the writing's starting to really be on the wall, they're getting desperate. And I think that's why you've seen some Democrats more recently, House Judiciary Committee, start to try and funnel 80 different, you know, document requests to different members of Trump's family. It's an act of desperation, and it's because Democrats have nothing else they've accomplished. They have nothing else to run on. And so they're really hoping these investigations will come up with something so they at least have something to point to.
Other than in the media, are you hearing anything about a possible pardon for Paul Manafort? Paul Manafort got an additional sentence yesterday. He's going to spend 7-plus years in the slammer. Are you hearing anything about a presidential pardon at all?
No, not. I mean, I've heard nothing, and certainly I'm not going to get ahead of the president of the White House in those conversations or discussions. But I think truly that is really a topic that tends to exist mostly in the media bubble, the D.C. bubble. I think when you get out and we start talking to the American people, when Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the RNC, is out traveling, what the American people care about is jobs. It's health care. It's unemployment. It's the state of our economy. It's not, you know, Paul Manafort or whomever else the media is trying to spin up in our minds and try and make seem like that's what's relevant. What's relevant is really the policies that we're putting forth and how well the economy is doing as a result of the president and this administration.
I want to ask you, because now I'm starting to hear even Democrats say this, kind of agreeing with Nancy Pelosi that, you know, now is not the time for impeachment, that we ought to be looking at other issues that are out there, other opportunities to help the American people. Are there areas of agreement between Democrats and Republicans in Washington, maybe areas where we could maybe deviate away from impeachment and go to things that are actually going to help the American people?
Amen to that. And I think there are. I think when you start looking at some of the ways that American people are thriving under this economy, we start looking at some of those initiatives, those job and workforce policy initiatives that the White House is unveiling, or even Ivanka Trump's WGDP initiative that she's unveiled, which is about lifting up and empowering women across the world, giving them the tools and the resources they need to contribute to their economies, their local economies. Getting people back to work should be a bipartisan topic. It should be something that everybody can really rally around and support. And I think that President Trump and Ivanka Trump and the others in this administration have really prioritized empowering the American people to pursue careers, to realize their economic potential. There's a lot of public-private partnerships that this administration has sought and worked on, making sure that we're identifying what's needed by the private sector so that we can better equip the next generation, the next workforce, to meet those employers' needs, to meet the needs of the private sector. So those are all policy initiatives and really plans moving forward that I like to think that Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and others, can really get behind.
How is it that the president can cut through the white noise, the clutter, so to speak? I know even yesterday when the biggest story in the nation was this college admissions thing, MSNBC, CNN, they were all pounding the same turf, which was Paul Manafort gets more time, closer to the president. I guess my question is, how do we cut through this clutter? How does the president, that seems to be the biggest challenge to get some of these other initiatives done, is just getting the media to buy in.
So I think a lot of it is, the president tends to really keep focused on, what he's doing, the policies, the administration, the jobs numbers that are resulting from the Republican-led, Congress and from his policies and his priorities. I think a lot of it is putting out there, talking to folks like yourself, and really making sure people know what it is that we're doing up here. We can't just leave the American people to the device of television, to mainstream media, because that's not always going to be the most accurate depiction of what's going on. A lot of what those sound bites are, what sounds newsy and what sounds, engaging. But what really matters are the policies that we're pushing. And that's up to us. That's up to tapping into social media. It's up to us to make sure that, we're talking to people on the ground, that we're getting the message out there. And that's a big push from what we're doing and we're going to continue to do as we head into the next couple of years.
Again, Blair Ellis joining us, a national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. Next Monday, we've already booked Laura Trump. She's a part of the 2020 reelect effort. And I'm curious, how far along are we? Have we hired staff in early states? Do we have people on the ground right now working this 2020 reelect?
That's a great question. And the answer is yes. We actually, the RNC, is working hand in hand with the Trump campaign already. We feel really fortunate that we've had a lot of the same staff on the ground in key states since 2016 that have never left. And so for us, that's crucial to really making sure that we know who the key players are, that we have great relationships with grassroots supporters and with the everyday American people. But yes, we have started hiring. We are still in the process of kind of doing some onboarding for people right now. That's going to continue to be a focus of ours. We want the best of the best, and that's who we're working on tracking down right now. And we look forward to just really making sure that we're shouting from the rooftops everything that this administration is doing, everything, every promise they've kept and upheld, and the ways that we're going to continue fighting for the American people beyond 2020.
Is it your view that this will all be about the economy? Will there be any other issues that will be forthcoming in the 2020 reelect?
I think the economy is going to be huge. I think ultimately that's a big reason that people go to the polls to vote is, they think about, do I have a little extra money in my pocket, or was I able to save a little bit more in my rainy day fund, or, do I have a little extra left over to even consider taking a vacation? And I think overwhelmingly that answer is resounding yes from the American people right now. So I definitely think the economy is going to be something that continues to be discussed. I think the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and the ways that that benefited small businesses and entrepreneurs across this country will be touted. I think criminal justice reform, again, was a huge bipartisan accomplishment, something that this administration and the folks across the aisle, I think, would agree that was a really big lift. So those will be some of the things that we continue to tout, and of course, accomplishments that we work on knocking out over the next year as well.
And do you see the president using the same playbook, essentially going out, doing these big mega rallies, 10, 15, 20,000 people in an arena or at an airport hangar? Do you see the president really taking this 2020 reelect right to the people?
I think that has been the president's kind of MO since he started. I think that nobody knows how to really energize and excite our base quite like the president does. We know he loves those rallies. He loves being able to connect and engage with the American people. I think it's also nice for the American people to hear directly from the president without having to go through a filter from the media. I think it's beneficial for everyone to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. And I think people enjoy those rallies. It's a fun way to kind of be around other people that, believe in the conservative cause, believe in what this administration's doing, and know all that they're accomplishing on our behalf.
It's going to be an amazing, amazing run up to 2020. Thank you so much, Blair. Always good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon.
Would love that. Thanks so much for having me on.
That's Blair Ellis, a national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. Are you wondering how all of this college admissions thing has impacted people directly involved? You're never going to believe what Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, was doing as her mom was being charged with federal crimes. You won't believe it. Stick around. I'll tell you what it is. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Thursday. It is live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun. It's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway. I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, the president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas at 7770 Dean Martin Drive. Check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, enjoy food station pairings, and learn about the amazing work the Rotary does in our community. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Tickets are just $60. Proceeds will stay right here in Southern Nevada and benefit community organization partners. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com. And I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Actress Lori Loughlin of Full House fame supposedly posted, what, a million dollars bail. You don't have to come up with all of that, obviously. What was the rest of the Lori Loughlin family doing? It turns out that Lori Loughlin's daughter was doing spring break on a yacht owned by a USC Board of Trustees member the same day that her mother was ensnared in this widespread college bribery scam. I mean, folks, these people are not like you and me. We're different than them. Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, who's been very active on social media, was on Rick Caruso's yacht in the Bahamas when the federal prosecutors announced her mother would be charged with paying bribes to get her daughter accepted to USC. And that's according to TMZ. Olivia Jade and Caruso's daughter Gianna, are friends. They appear in social media posts together. Loughlin was up on federal charges. Olivia Jade was on a yacht in the Bahamas. Folks, these people don't operate the same way you and I do. Those of you that have kids getting ready to go to college or that are in college, I'm guessing your lifestyle is much different. Your kids are not floating on a yacht in the Bahamas. Oh, and by the way, as soon as the word reached the yacht, they sent Olivia Jade home. But this was a member of the USC Board of Trustees. Are you trying to tell me that universities don't know what's going on? Heads need to roll. And I just don't mean an assistant soccer coach. I'm talking about the heads of universities. The buck stops here. Does that ring a bell? Stick around. I got a break coming up. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is live and local now.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
She was a fast machine.
Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Love this guy. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam right now, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. The hypocrisy involved in this college admissions thing. And we're going to keep talking about it. Because there is a problem in America, and it's not of white male privilege, it's privilege. Rich people have a better criminal justice system. You know, rich people can do and say pretty much what they want. For instance, do you think, barring a prison term or something like that, do you see Felicity Huffman not being hired for movies? Or Lori Loughlin? I mean, my guess is they'll probably still find work. But it's interesting. In fact, I was watching Fox Business yesterday, and I saw Stuart Varney, who I've always admired. But Stuart Varney was on Fox Business, and he talks about the hypocrisy of the left. These are the same people that preach to us how bad we are. After this college admission scandal, this Stuart Varney, Fox Business yesterday.
Here's how the college entrance cheating scheme worked. Some very rich parents used a consultant to offer hefty bribes to get their sons and daughters into very good schools. Two pathways to get them in. One, use big money to fix SAT scores and entrance exams. Two, bribe college coaches to admit unqualified students as athletes. There you have it. Sure leaves a bad taste in your mouth, doesn't it? The parents are rich and famous, the very people, the elites, who tell us how to live, how we are all deplorables. I don't want to hear another moral lecture from Hollywood. Thank you very much. I haven't asked, but I'm pretty sure those parents hate Trump. Just a few years ago, getting an unqualified kid into a good school and keeping them there would have been much more difficult because their intellectual shortcomings would have been caught. That was back in the day when tests and grades were much tougher. Today, Harvard's Alan Dershowitz says many schools have abolished failing grades. Many have dropped grades altogether. So once you've bribed your way in, you're in to stay. Another failure of the modern American university. This scandal has a long way to go. If you're very rich and you fund a new college building and your child gets in, is that okay? If your youngster studied, tried hard, got the grades but didn't get in, what do you do? Class action lawsuit, anyone? And even though these elite colleges didn't know what was going on, do they face any liability? These are legal questions for the future. What we're dealing with now is national outrage. The rich and famous, business and Hollywood, have been wagging their fingers at us for years, lecturing us on racism, sexism, and other evils. And now this.
That's what we're talking about. The hypocrisy of the left rearing its ugly head again. Tell you what, let's do. We're going to go to your phone calls. You want to join us. You want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to find out from you, those of you with kids in college, those of you that have kids in high school across the state of Nevada, northern Nevada, southern Nevada, doesn't matter, in the Coachella Valley. You know what the pressure is like on you and your kids to get into that just right college. Are we as parents at least partially to blame for what happened in this college cheating admission scandal? Have we put so much pressure on our kids that in order to help them, to give them an assist, we're willing to break federal law? And by the way, in order to advance your child, would you break federal law? Would you bribe somebody? Would you spend $100,000, $20,000, $50,000 extra? I mean, we already have coaches out there that will help your child get ready for the SATs and the ACTs. We've already got that. Now, supposedly they're not cheating. They're simply prepping your child for standardized testing. They may even counsel. You know, these people almost take over the role of guidance counselor. And those of you that have been in the education system, I would love to talk to, whether it be retired or active duty teachers, and find out if you understand, maybe better than anybody, how this came about. I want to find out if you're not surprised at all. Coming up top of the hour, Wayne, he's got a daughter in college, and I believe a pretty prestigious college. But he's a legacy, so I mean. Anyway, I want to find out from whether you are a parent or whether you are a current or former employee of a school system. Do you understand how this happens? I have a lot of people that are intellectually nodding their heads yes. Call me and share it with all of us, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Been a while since we talked to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, just a couple of minutes if I have it. I wasn't going to talk about this, but you brought up the school thing. Well, it comes from the top. How do you think Trump, the president, got into Wharton School, University of Pennsylvania? He always says on TV is I was number one in my class. Well, he was at the bottom of his class. Number two, the year he graduated, 56 people were on the dean's list. He wasn't. And yet he's a stable. How do you think he got it? He's threatened colleges and high schools not to release his records. I mean, so it's not just on the left. It's on the right. How do you think this man got into college? Did his father, who had money, do any bribing, maybe? Or what would you think?
Or did he build a building?
He built his father? Trump's
yeah.
father?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying there are a couple of ways of doing this. You can do it the way that Lori Loughman did it and Felicity Huffman did it. Or if you're mega rich, you just build a building, you know, or have them put your name on the law building or the culinary arts building. And
yeah,
as a part of that, wink, wink, nod, nod, you get your kid in.
Yeah, well, Trump likes to put his name on a lot of buildings, too, which he doesn't really own. He just sells his name, but that's beside the point. Before I leave, I know you have a lot of religious people who listen to you, and I do have a quick religious story, which maybe it sounds strange for me, but there was a grandmother who took her little grandson to the beach, and all of a sudden this huge wave comes and pulls him out to sea, and she looks up to God and says, "Oh, my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to tell his mother? Please, please, help me. Bring him back. I'll do anything. I'll go to church every Sunday. I'll do whatever I have to." And all of a sudden, another huge wave comes over and brings the little grandson back on the beach. And she looks at him and then looks up to God and says, "He had a hat."
Oh, so, you're horrible.
I hope you like that.
Yeah, right. We're going to take a break. We'll get to more of your calls. No humor, please. Let the professionals do the humor, okay? It's always best. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, you want to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. At Kevin Wall Radio. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We'll be with you till 12 noon. Wayne Allen Root, top of the hour, as we continue Live and Local now.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth. promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by committee to elect Amy Emanuel.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
So good to have you with us live and local now. Man, oh, man, oh, man. This is too good to be true. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Steven. Steven, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I called in this way. I wanted to offer you a suggestion on how this happened and what we can do about it. Charlotte Iserby. She wrote a book. It's been about 20, 25 years ago. It was real big in the talk show circuit at that time. the deliberate dumbing down of America. And what we can do about it, folks, if you get a chance, go on the Internet. This is from another show here at 970, or 790, I'm sorry, AM. Do a search of End Game, E-N-D-G-A-M-E, the movie. You'll understand what happened in China, what happened in Russia, what happened in Nazi Germany, and what the globalists have in store for you. If your country, your family, and your state is important, your constitutional republic, watch that movie. Let's talk about it tomorrow.
There you go. Whoops. That was me. I did that. Sorry about that. Oops. I want to go to Cut 8 real quick, see if I can squeeze this in before the news at the top of the hour. Laura Trump is going to join us on this show on Monday morning. Laura Trump is the daughter-in-law married to Eric. We've had her in studio maybe twice. Really nice lady. And she is working for the President Trump 2020 reelect. But I want you to hear her talking about this college admission scandal. And again, these are all people of childbearing age. And they realize, you know, like all of us, it may be different for the Trumps. The Trumps can build a building on a campus and get one of their children into school. I mean, it may be why the president has been reluctant to weigh in on this thing. But Laura Trump weighed in with both feet, weighing in on that college admission scandal. This is Cut 8, Laura Trump yesterday.
It's so not right on so many levels. And then you look at who these people are, the Hollywood elites, the liberal elites, who were always talking about equality for all and everyone should get a fair shot, when here is the biggest hypocrisy of all, that they're writing checks to cheat and get their kids into these schools when the spots really should have gone to kids that were actually deserving of them. And I feel really sorry for their kids. You know, what kind of lesson is this teaching them? And then you see the one girl who said she's going to go and party. She's not even sure she's going to go to school. It's a real shame, but it's finally showcasing what is out there and really the hypocrisy that exists within this liberal and Hollywood elite culture.
Yeah, and you think about kids, as you mentioned, who didn't get a chance. Lisa Bloom, an attorney a lot of folks know very well, she says the real victims here are low-income kids who worked hard, overcame the odds, and didn't get in because wealthy families who already had a huge advantage cheated. If these allegations are true, this is so shameful.
It's disgusting. It's terrible. I mean, we should be, as a society, lifting these kids up, giving them the opportunities here. I mean, that is how the system is designed to work. We see, though, that at the end of the day, you know, the buck talks, and unfortunately, there are so many kids that really missed an incredible opportunity here. I'm sure they all went to great schools anyway, but this really isn't right, and I think these people should be held accountable for what they did, and we're going to see what happens, but it has been very interesting to watch.
That's Laura Trump joining us. Laura Trump will be on with us Monday morning. I'm not sure exactly. We haven't finalized the time, but we'll get a chance to visit with Laura Trump, and I'll ask her. You know, the Trump family has donated gazillions of dollars to various causes, to various colleges and universities. Their foundation has, I think, donated a ton of dough. But this hypocrisy she talks about, I think is real. The hypocrisy is all over the place. I want you to hear very quickly my buddy Glenn Beck. For those of you that don't know, I have a side business. I have a home studio. If I wanted to be broadcasting from home, I could be. But I choose to come into the studio and be a part of this merry band of men and women here at Royce International Broadcasting. But I have filled in for Glenn Beck. I want to say it's probably hundreds of times over the years. When he ended up having to go to the hospital with hemorrhoids, I was the guy that got called about 20 minutes before the show. when he fell down the stairs of his basement or something like that. I got called on about 10 minutes' notice. Can you fill in for Glenn? He just fell down the stairs at his home or something like that. I'm like, anyway, but Glenn Beck, pretty smart dude. You know, we've been talking a lot about the college admissions thing, but one thing we haven't really tackled is the Tucker Carlson comments from Bubba the Love Sponge 10 years ago, on a shock jock program. And Media Matters is trying to deep six his show. Fox, to their credit, is standing by him. A lot of clients are not. But I want you to listen to Glenn Beck of what this is really. This is not about Bubba the Love Sponge or a shock jock show or even the comments themselves. There is something different in play. This is Glenn Beck yesterday.
Tucker is being targeted for one reason. He's effective. And an influential right-leaning commentator has been dubbed public enemy number one to activists like Media Matters, especially since we are now 1 year from the election. Oh my gosh, I bet that didn't even enter their mind. You're such a cynic. This week, Fox is holding their upfronts, which is the event where TV networks go to advertisers and they sell themselves to advertisers. And these ads will run next fiscal year upfront. We're going to buy this upfront for next year. That's an election year, too. Oh, my gosh, this is all starting to come together. They couldn't have thought of this. This attack on Tucker is nothing more than silencing an effective voice in the middle of a pivotal election. That's all this is. It's not about virtue or principles. It's dirty politics.
He's right. And a guy that I'll bet you will agree with Glenn Beck is my buddy Wayne Allen Root. We'll get a chance to visit with Wayne Allen Root coming up at the top of the hour. And I can't wait to ask him about the college admissions thing and the Tucker Carlson stuff. I guarantee you, Media Matters listens in on Wayne's show every day. And God forbid he should say something slightly out of line, because they'll try and bury him. And they'll try and bury me and others like me. That's what's so sad about this. This isn't about making our country or the planet better. This has everything to do with stifling our message. And that's why it's so important. I was at a meetup last night. I called it Megan's meetup, but it turns out Tiffany was involved, a whole bunch of other people. But we had like 150 people. 150 people or more at Trump International. And then we finally got so big, their lobby bar, they had to move us to a special room. It was phenomenal. So Megan and Tiffany and everybody, hey, well done. But I guarantee you, they don't want people like us meeting and talking about ideas. Stick around. We got to go to a break. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. Wayne Allen Root, War Now. He'll join us in just a couple minutes, live and local now.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotofireballooning.org.